There's nothing small about Carmina Burana. There's also nothing small about the upcoming performance of the work in Nashville and the number of performers it will take to pull it all off.
It's right about at 300.
This is Steve Brosvick, COO of the Nashville Symphony. And in addition to the symphony, those 300 performers include the full symphony chorus, the Blair Children's Choir, three vocal soloists, and the Nashville Ballet. So, logistically speaking, how do you fit that many performers and an audience into a performance space?
We're using the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center in a way that we never have before. We're actually removing seats from the main floor, creating a new orchestra pit in front of the stage. The Nashville Ballet will take over the entire stage. The Nashville Symphony Chorus will be in the choral terrace behind. The Blair Children's Chorus will be singing with us, but they'll be out in the audience. And there's three soloists who will be strategically placed at the Skirmerhorn. So really, it will be a 360 experience for the audience members.
And it's not just about the scale of the project, but also about what's in it. This year's Carmina will feature brand new choreography by Nashville Ballet Artistic Director Paul Vasterling and a brand new film to accompany all the drama by filmmaker Duncan Kopp. But when most modern performances of Carmina stick really to just the music, why add so many visual elements? Turns out it's what Carl Orff originally wanted.
Orff actually meant originally for the piece to be danced. So we're really just moving along and enhancing Carl Orff's original intentions of the work.
Carl Orff wrote Carmina Burana after he stumbled across and became inspired by a collection of medieval poems. They concerned issues that are as relevant today, including the fickle nature of fate, the joy of springtime, love, and the pleasures and perils of some of life's more questionable activities, drinking, gambling, and lust. But since the text is largely in Latin, some of the themes can get lost on an audience who might also have pre-existing associations of Carmina because it's been used so often in commercials and movies and television. This is where the visuals really serve the work.
The poetry is fairly bawdy, and some of it is pessimistic, some of it is glorious, some of it is really hopeful. Paul Vasterling's choreography is extraordinary, and it really explores those themes. And it really allows you to sit back, take it all in a visual way that really helps guide you. And the film enhances that.
So I had to ask, with so many elements and performers, were they ever worried that it would just all be too much? Brosvick says that audience previews in February were met enthusiastically and helped fine-tune and balance all the production's moving parts.
There will be moments where the most important thing happening is in the pit with the orchestra. There's some really extraordinary, pristine moments for the singers where that will be where all the attention is. And then likewise with the dance, there are some visually stunning moments that you absolutely do not want to miss, and that's where the audience's attention will naturally go. So now we're perfectly comfortable with it, and we're just excited to see it happen and get the audience's reaction.
Brosvick says there's another perk for undertaking such a collaborative project.
If you're not a dance fan and you're coming to, or maybe you don't think you are, and you're coming to the performance because it's Carmina Burana, I hope you'll go away and you'll attend the ballet in a future performance. If you are a fan of the ballet and you don't normally come to the orchestra, I want you to come back and hear the orchestra in our natural state on the stage, etc. And we really hope that this will bring in a lot of new audiences and will really be an introduction to say, come back and see what else we do.
Leave it to some medieval monks and a 20th century composer to help spread the word about Nashville's vibrant arts community. For Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical, I'm Kara McClelland.